ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो टुडे इज वेडनेसडे जून 7th। वी आर सर्विंग Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 9, text 28 and 29. The text 29 is so famous that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to write this, he wrote this outside his door on a wall. So every time he would go in and out, he would read that sloka. The 29 is so famous. And if you put it on database, you will see Srila Prabhupada quote this randomly here, there, everywhere. So we are going to recite responsibly that, but before that we will do the 28 together. Srishta Purani Vidhani Ajatma Sakta Deksham Shri. No, we are going to just recite together 28 and then 29, the famous one will know. Yes. I'm saying 28 we are going to do together. Is that okay? Okay, again. Srishta Purani Vidhani Ajatma Sakta Vaksham Sarishma Pasum Khagadanda Krukan Paistar Atuskar Idaya Purusham Vihana Brahma Valoka Dishan Dhamma Padeva. Translation and purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, expanding His own potency, Maya Shakti, created innumerable species of life to house the conditioned soul. Yet, by creating the forms of trees, reptiles, animals, birds, snakes, and so on, the Lord was not satisfied within His heart. Then He created human life, which offers the conditioned soul sufficient intelligence to perceive the absolute truth and become pleased. Purpose. God has specifically created the human form of life to facilitate the liberation of the conditioned soul. Therefore, one who abuses human life prepares his path to hell. As stated in the Vedas, Purushatte Chavistaram Atma. In the human form of life, there is good possibility of understanding the eternal soul. The Vedas also state, Tabhogan Mannato Abhruvan Navainojam Malamiti Tabhosam Annato Abhruvan Navainojam Malamiti Tabhapusam Annayatta Abhruvan Sukritam Bata. The purport of this Sruti Mantra is that lower forms of life, such as the cow and horse, are not actually suitable to fulfill the purpose of creation. But human life awards the opportunity to understand one's eternal relationship with God. Thus, one must control the material senses and fulfill the real purpose of human life. If one takes to Krishna consciousness, the Supreme Lord personally feels happiness and gradually reveals Himself to His devotee. The Lord's material creation consists of living entity and dead matter, which the less intelligent try to enjoy. The Lord, however, is not satisfied by those species that blindly strive for sense gratification without understanding spiritual nature. We are suffering due to our forgetfulness of Krishna and the blissful situation of His abode. If we accept the Lord as a protector and shelter and execute His order, we can easily revive our eternal, blissful nature as parts and parcels of the personality of Godhead. It is for this purpose that the Lord has created human life. Then text 29. So whenever I read a text for that day, I put a heading in my head. So I put a heading for this. Maybe you can all help me to understand. The point of this material conditioned body is beyond the body, Satchidananda body. So the heading is, point of this body is beyond the body. Not that observing or absorbing the body. So now we are going to read the famous sloka that Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put it on his wall. Most important, one of the most important. He put another sloka also. Labdha, having obtained, sudurlabham, that which is very difficult to obtain, idam, this, bahu, many, sambhava, but, ante, after, manushyam, human form of life, arthadam, which awards great value, anishtam, not eternal, api, although, iha, in this material world, dhiraha, one who has sober intelligence, tunam, immediately, japet, should endeavor, not, patet, has fallen, anumrittu, always subject to death, javat, as long as, nihashrayashaya, for ultimate liberation, bishayah, sense gratification, khalu, always, sarvataha, in all conditions, syat, is possible. Labdha sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. Manushyam arthadam anittam apiha dhiraham. Tunam jatet napate namamittu javan. Nihe svaya shaya vishaya khalu sarvataha syat. Labdha sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. Manushyam arthadam anittam apiha dhiraham. Tunam jatet na patet anumittu javan. Nihe svashaya vishaya khalu sarvataha syat. Christian. Labdha sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. Manushyam arthadam anittam apiha dhiraham. Tunam jatet na patet anumittu javan. Labdha sudurlabham idam bahu sambhavante. Manushyam arthadam anittam apiha dhiraham. Tunam jatet na patet anumittu javan. The Vaishnava is
Labdha
sudur labham idam bahu sambhavante Manusam apadam apiya dhira Purnam yate dhanapate tanu nitya jagam Nisheshaya vishaya khalu sarvatasya Translation. After many, many births and deaths, one achieved the rare human form of life, which although temporary, affords one the opportunity to attain the highest perfection. Thus a sober human being should quickly endeavor for the ultimate perfection of life as long as his body, which is always subject to death, has not fallen down and died. After all, sense gratification is available even in the most vulnerable species of life, whereas Krishna consciousness is possible only for human being. Purport by Srila Prabhupada's follower. Material life essentially means repeated birth and death. Even the lowest forms of life, such as reptiles, insects, pigs and dogs, have ample opportunity for sense gratification. Just to demonstrate this, I have a little slideshow. After the purport, I will show you how rare this human birth, after how many life we came today where we are. Human life, however, enables one to understand the absolute truth and is therefore full of great responsibility. Since the valuable human life is not eternal, we should do the needful to achieve the highest perfection, Krishna consciousness. Before death appears, we should seriously cultivate our real self-interest. One can experience Krishna consciousness in the association of the devotee of the Lord. Without their association, one is in danger of being attracted to an impersonal conception of life, which causes one to fall away from devotional service to the absolute truth, or being discouraged by one's failure to understand the absolute truth. One may return to the false platform of sense gratification. In conclusion, human life is meant for cultivating Krishna consciousness under the guidance of the experienced, self-realized devotee of the Lord. Mukham karati vachalam pandalam yati girim yatki patamaham vande sri guru dinatarimanam paramananda madhvam sri chaitanyesharam. Now, I'm going to show you this slide very quick. This is from Srila Prabhupada's purport from third canto. Because of the time, we are going to just read the chart very quick and then we'll discuss. So you all can participate of reading. Gradation of living beings according to various levels of consciousness. Third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapila spoke this. Oh, we are going to go to the slide too. Okay. Can we read all together? Gradation of living beings according to various levels of consciousness. So the first one, we are going to go to the slide one by one. Okay. First one, living entities are superior to inanimate objects. Means we've been through those. Maybe we forgot or some people forgot, but we are in the rock body also in one life. And Srila Prabhupada says, even after human being, it's a beautiful purport Prabhupada put, also in 8, Madhulila chapter 8, 257, 258, Prabhupada says, those who are human being practicing impersonalism, there are two categories. One will enter into the rock body and one will enter into the tree body. So if you don't want either one to start again, be thankful what we got from Prabhupada and we should appreciate and bring more people. So at the beginning of consciousness, beginning, like almost absence of consciousness, you can say, in the rock body. So number one is living entities are superior to inanimate object. Slide two, better than them is among them living entities who display the symptoms are better. Then slide three, better still are those who have developed sense perception. Slide four, among them those who have developed the sense of taste are better. Five, better than them are those who have developed the sense of smell. Six, better still are those who have developed the sense of hearing. You know, the snake doesn't have a ear. Anybody noticed? I'm sure you all do. But don't go too close to look at it. I already did. There's no ear. Their hearing perception is on the eye. Tongue is after, first the eye. They see and hear through the eye. Seven, better than them are those who can distinguish between one form and another. Eight, better than them are those who have developed upper and lower sets of teeth. And number nine, better still are those who have many legs. Better than them are the quadrupeds, cows. Very nice. Number 11, better still are the human beings. So this is the subject matter today. Now up to this is talked about this conditioned human body. So I'm focusing on this class, that the point of this body is beyond the body. Is not absorbed on the body or nothing to do with the bodily enjoyment, but this body is for beyond the body, for Satchidananda body. Is nothing to really, human body is not given for anything about this body related sense enjoyment. This body is given fully for Satchidananda body, to revive that Satchidananda body. So from this point, number 12, you will see where it starts. These are from Prabhupada's translation. 12, among human beings, the society which is divided according to quality and work is best. Varnashram is higher. Even Achyutananda Prabhu asked Prabhupada that what about the other religious society in the world versus the lost or leftover Varnashram in India? Prabhupada said this is better still. And there's a reason why. We'll discuss that. Number 13, and in that society, the intelligent men who are designated as Brahmanas are best. Number 14, among the Brahmanas, one who has studied the Vedas is the best. Number 15, and among them, one who knows the actual purport of the Veda is the best. Number 16, better than him is who can dissipate all doubts. Number 17, Alachua families, better than him is one who strictly follows the Brahmanical principles, the Grihasthas here. And 18, and all the devotees in Ishkan, especially, better than him is one who is liberated from all material contamination. And the final one is number 19. Better than him is pure devotee who execute devotional service without expectation of reward. Means pure devotee. Now we will go back to the sloka. So as I was reading this, something came to my mind that looks like, if from outside people read our books or read this sloka, they will think, why Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam speak sometimes the bodily pleasure are so negatively, I mean literally, so negatively that it restrains in bodily indulgence not to deprive us of happiness. Literally they will draw like that without devotee association. They will come to this. But Srila Prabhupada's purport to help us fulfill our potential for happiness, that was the depict in this verse. And we see the way of body is the way of limitation and tribulation. It's a fact. I'm reflecting in my own life even. The way of body is the way of limitation and tribulation. This tribulation, if we literally think that why we thought that the point of this body is beyond the body, the point of this body to revive our Satchidananda body. Otherwise, there is a disappointment every moment or end of life or any time in your life. There is no meaning of this body if you do not focus on the spiritual life. Because everything ends with disappointment. And number 26 text, it's even terrible if you think like at the end you, this body turns into either eaten by the other vulture. Every day we drive by, we see the dead body of armadillos and turn into stool of some other animal, or turn into ashes. And what's the greatness of this body? So this body is for spiritual body. So here the purport given that this Avadhut Brahmana, in his learning lessons from different gurus, he found that body was the best guru. So it is considered 24 guru, but he added one, so 25th guru, and the body is the best guru. And he said that body is a guru because it is the cause of discrimination and detachment which cannot be found amongst other bodies of like animals or other species. This body can engage in devotional practice and actually detach us from the body. When we are focused every day, we focus what our body is focused on. You get up in the morning, your body says, take me to toilet. You say, why? Why can't I just lie down for a little while? Body says, take me right now, otherwise I will humiliate you. So you are dictated by the body. You get up and go to toilet. Then the body says, take me shower, put on dress. If you challenge the body, you will not win. The body dictates us every day. I'm hungry, feed me, otherwise I'll make you nauseous. We can see ourselves, we are not this body, but body dictating us all the time. And then there is another person called mind, is also dictating all the time. Most of the time I think even like, am I aware what my mind is aware of? It's scary. I say, no, I have to think of Krishna. Then when I invoke the mercy of Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, then I can focus, oh, the mind is subdued. Mind is not influencing anymore. If that awareness is not practiced all the time, mind actually builder and mind has a default character. By Arjuna in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he says, Chanchalahi mana krishna pramathi balavad dhiram pashyaham nigraham manne bas bhairupi sudushkaram. This mind, chanchala means, flickering means, it will never give you direct connection and satisfaction with Krishna. It will be an obstacle and it will say, what are you looking for? It's just a picture. It's just a deity. You know, you can have an enjoyment if you go to sleep, if you don't have to get up for Mangala Arati. Mind is always obstacle because this is what the default character, default nature, default inherent intrinsic value of the mind is that mind will deny the spiritual relationship with Krishna, the mind will, or body also. the mind and body book, it will literally try to find some ulterior pleasure in this material world, nothing to do with spiritual. As soon as I started chanting Hare Krishna, mind said, what do you mean? Look at that, Mataji is there, that devotee is there, oh, look at, there is some flower on the floor, what's going on in the world, it's raining. And then I'm aware, what my mind is thinking? Is it anything to do with Krishna? It's not much. Then you have to pull the mind. Mind has a 5 stages in gradation. And then last one is Nirodha. It says, Skipta, Bikipta. It's a vast subject matter because of the time subject also issue. But just to give a demonstration, like I come to Sunday feast, I pay obeisances. Now they're singing, the Lord Chaitanya is sitting in a golden singhasan, the arati is going on, I'm thinking, who else is here? Is there supposed to be a soul doing that in front of Lord Chaitanya? No, this is what mind does. Oh, look at, he's also here. I didn't like him. Why he's here? What is he doing here? Am I in front of the deity or the Gaur arati is going on, or am I in front of who I like, who I know? This is what mind does, and more we are aware of it. Prabhupada says in the translation, Uddharet Atma Atmana Ayam Na Atma Abhasayadet Atmarva Atmana Bundhu Naiva Atmana Lipur Atmana. You take shelter of mind, Prabhupada translates, and deliver yourself. So without mind we cannot deliver ourselves even. This is the challenge. I'm searching for who? For me. But somebody else says is Pranagavinda Das. So the challenge is hard. I'm finding my own identity, but it's difficult because mind also claims that it's him, it's me. So Prabhupada translates that take shelter of mind and learn how to curb or subdue the mind. Chita jitendriya prasanta paramatma samihita. Then 2 verses after that Prabhupada translates that if you do this, subduing the mind and control mind, you can think. You absorb mind and engage intelligence, then you see super soul right within your heart. At that moment, journey is over. Back home, back to Godhead is where? Where Krishna is? Where is Krishna? Right here, in this, our life. You may say the deity, but before deity, we should always focus our heart. Krishna is in our heart. That heart is back home, back to Godhead. The whole purpose of human life is to be introspective and go inside. Restrain all the senses from the sense object to the mind, to the vital body, to the mind, to the intelligence, to the heart and back. Then our journey is over. The whole process, not to draw pleasure from outside, but to draw pleasure from within. After we draw all these senses from the sense object, focus there. And you will come to a point. Samadhi means a place where you have no memory of this world. Your memory of your continuous relationship, Prabhupada writes in Nectar Devotion, continuous relationship somehow or other if you can place on your mind. So mind is a very essential in our life. Without mind we cannot even deliver ourselves. But we have to learn how to curb and subdue the mind, control the mind. This is what focus in this purport. But Avadhut Brahmana is giving very nice positive. These are all negative. Now the positive is there. Positive, he says, this body is a discrimination. By this body, with its senses, contemplate truth. Then he says, he himself attained bhakti yoga. How do you attain bhakti yoga? Can we use the body right now? Yes. You are engaging your hearing senses. How do you serve Krishna? By engaging your hearing senses right now, what the discussion is. And ear does not hear. If the mind actually has to allow the hearing senses to focus, then hearing will take place. Hearing is not by the ear, or seeing is not by the eye. If you literally, practically break down that Satya Guru creates lights. If light doesn't back up, I cannot see Gauranga Prabhu's grinding the sandalwood, I cannot see. Light is baking his body, it shoots to my pupil, goes to the retina, to the brain, and brain dictates, yes, this is Gauranga. This is material calculation, but still it is interdependent of goodness. And that's not enough. That my eye is a product of passion, Rajagun. He may be there, if my eye is not there, I cannot see. So Rajagun is also there, required. And then his shard is made of Tamagun, dark green. And this Tamagun has to be there too. So the Tamagun is there, Rajagun is created my senses, Tamagun is the sense object, and the Sattagun is the hearing perception plus the light. All these three modes is present right here, but when I am thinking he is as a devotee of Krishna, then that three modes transforming to goodness. This is required. That is called Shastra Chakshu. Like when Jagasapu asked Prabhupada, I want to see how you see things and I want to adapt this. Prabhupada said, what do you see? Right here. It was a big tree. Then he said, well, Prabhupada, you tell us, what do you see? Prabhupada said, I see a soul. And they were thinking, where do you see the soul? It was very interesting, practical. Prabhupada said, I see the soul, I see the super soul, permitting him six changes. He's grown up now. It's not possible, tree grown up. Dead body, you know, dead body does not talk what the dead body is. Who talks, who gives the information what the dead matter is? It's the conscious being. Conscious being reveal what the dead matter is. Dead matter never reveals what the dead matter. Dead matter has no capacity, no capability. So then Prabhupada said, super soul sanctioning. Then I see that super soul through Maya created this material body called tree. And then all these devotees say, Prabhupada, we thought, oh, you are seeing the tree. He said, that is, you have to change. You have to see the presence of the soul, super soul, and then creation of Maya. That connection will liberate us. So this body has a value, positive way, that we can taste prasadam, we can talk about Krishna, the tongue, the first senses. Then we can see Krishna engaging these eyes. We can hear Krishna engaging our ear. So this physical body has a positiveness because this physical body can give us, can bring us to a point where Krishna consciousness can be awakened. But who will guide this body to do this? The association of devotee. Srila Prabhupada said, association of devotee can keep us flying towards spiritual sky. But we are individually responsible. And then he gave an analogy to Saraswati Maharaj. He said, just like a birds of a feather flock together. If one wing of a one bird broken, can other birds keep him flying in the sky? Anybody knows the answer? Haribo? No, everybody say no. Yes, this is what Prabhupada says. Prabhupada said, similarly, we are getting energy from devotee, each other. We are cultivating our spiritual progress. And you know, there is no envy, because you can love Krishna as much you want. There is no limitation, there is no competition. It's not like some devotee taking my service or... This is not... In spiritual life, there is no competition in that sense. You can distribute books as much you want. You can love Krishna as much you want. There is never end. There is no envy in spiritual practice. But those who are close to please Prabhupada, their association is affecting us. And it should affect us. And that's how we get energy, we get enthusiasm, and we fly to our spiritual sky. But while we are flying, Prabhupada made a very nice statement that if we commit offense, if we are diverting ourselves, others cannot protect us. So Prabhupada gave the analogy that one bird loses his wing, other bird cannot keep him flying. So it's both. Both means we need devotee association, we have to be introspectively guide ourselves to focus at the lotus feet of Prabhupada and Krishna and stay and progress, not just be careless. So both is required, introspectively and also good association of those who are advancing. So then this Avadhut Brahmana, he says, though one uses the body, one should not become too attached to it, otherwise one falls under its control. So then in the morning, if the body dictates you, come on, you get up, because I need to go to toilet. I say, I don't want to get up, it's only 1 o'clock. I get up at 3. Then the body will say, take me right now. So we follow the dictation of the body. How should we take in a Krishna consciousness way? The Krishna consciousness way, I think like this. This body is actually a beautiful temple. I need to keep it clean. So I need to go to toilet. I'm not attached to the body, but I have to use the body, because body is the only access I have to actually serve Krishna in that level where I'm conditioned. So at 10 o'clock at night, I need to give the rest Krishna's temple that given me as a body. Body has to rest, not for my pleasure, but tomorrow it can serve Krishna better. Tomorrow it will have a fresh energy, and then we can serve the holy name, we can serve Kirtan, we can clean the temple like this. So everything has a utility, and utility is the principle Prabhupada writes, and there is a very nice way we see that how the whole Ishkan society is set up, that our engaging our body and the mind every day in devotional practice, that we are learning the standard challenge, how to deal with the standard challenge by customizing, systemizing the application of our spiritual insight and devotional practice. It may not be applicable everybody in the same level. Everybody has their, like I have my, you know, life, I have my job, I have this. So I systemize and customize the application of what I realize, spiritual insight, and what Prabhupada given devotional practice. Get up in the morning, chant, associate with the devotee, hearing Bhagavatam, and lesson does not end with the class ending. Lesson continue whole day, what we discussed, how to utilize the body and how to utilize the mind to focus on Krishna. The biggest challenge is the mind has a deceiving. In Third Canto Kapildev case, Prabhupada said, mind, even mind becomes friend, but the pure devotee never trust mind, because mind is looking for opportunity. And then Prabhupada writes, mind will cheat you. It's question when. As soon as you are not aware what mind is focused, mind will cheat you. So until death, until leaving this, or until you revive pure love, we have to continuously watch mind. Prabhupada even says many times, this body demand on the mind is like a snake, you living with this cobra. I don't know anybody lived with cobra, but I was in Mayapur garden, Prabhupada's garden. I was fainted for half an hour. When I opened my eyes, cobra was still there, 6 inches from my face. So I have some idea what cobra was. And the funny thing, it was the evening time, everybody went to Kirtan, and I knew that nobody is going to come till 9 o'clock, it's all dark and I'll be dead. So somehow I found this rod that I hid it originally. And I was a little bit, because I had a privilege of not to follow with the devotee casual of prasadam time, because I was one of the in charge. So I could have my own prasadam time. So I didn't flow with that, I would chant there. But then I thought, that's it, Krishna, if I die, I die, or I'll try my last bit. I grabbed the iron and I hid it. Somehow, I guess it was hidden somewhere in his eye, somewhere, that he turned back. Cobra is a snake, never turned back. You don't have to worry in Florida, but in Mayapur there is cobra. When Prabhupada was sitting on a toilet, there was two cobra, Pushkar Prabhu was there. Two cobra just came, two sides of this, sliding door. This is not sliding, folding door. The Prabhupada's toilet, I remember I used to clean that toilet, has a folding door. So Prabhupada just closed it and two cobra just came two sides of his. So Prabhupada was not afraid. But anyway, it's a long story, and he was making fun. The 15 disciples was looking for it, and those two cobra disappeared. So mind is like that cobra. They're very mischievous. Even one time he was giving class, and there was a two snake. The devotees, instead of hearing, is wondering where the snake went. They are afraid. Whether we believe or not, our mind is dictating fear, dictating uncertainty, dictating doubts on this philosophy. Not giving us impetus. Mind will never give you impetus to think like Krishna consciousness is real happiness. Mind will deny. This is his default character. So we are in that position, so we have to constantly watch what is our goal of life and how to utilize the mind and body to get it. Because without these two, we cannot revive our dormant love. Practical application is more important. That's why devotee association is very important, but devotee association is halfway on. Our own endeavor, our own introspective checking is very important. Sometimes you see many pastimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavatam that, like Sarva Bhattacharya was criticizing his own fault-finding nature in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others. That attracted Lord Chaitanya. Immediately Lord Chaitanya revealed his form to him. Sometimes if we can find our own fault and try to correct it and regret and repent, Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto of Dhruva Maharaj's case that the door of liberation just opened. If we can really find the fault within us that is causing us lingering in this world. So introspective checking is very important. So body is very appreciated so long it is engaged in devotional service. If body is not engaged in devotional service, it will be disappointed. So the end with the same beginning as I started. The point of this conditional material body is beyond the material body for spiritual body. I'll end with this. If anybody has a comment, question and correction. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. I think you made it very clear that we're not the body, but nevertheless, we're supposed to use this body for understanding our Satchidananda body, our real body, our eternal body. In Los Angeles, New York, in the early 70s, devotees were wearing masks on their face, coughing, and Prabhupada was wrong. And interrupt his lecture, and he said, okay, we're not the body, but we should take care of it for Krishna. Otherwise, if we neglect the body, how can we serve the Lord?
Yes.
Would you like to touch up on that?
It's very funny. You reminded me of something. One time, Srila Prabhupada had a runny nose. And he was a little bit overwhelmed. And the devotee asked, so Prabhupada, you came down with cold? He said, no, I came down with something that is normal and we should come down with that. So then Prabhupada said, well, in the class later on, he says, when guru come down with ecstatic feeling, sometimes his voice choke and his mucus comes and sweats, but the disciple thinks it's like a normal material sickness of the body. But this is the ecstasy Prabhupada was feeling. That's very nice. But the point you made is very true, that we should have a standard of judgment, because we cannot stop judging. It is a fact. But judging is not a question. Question is, what is the base of judging? Judgment, if it is based on inference, my own idea, then is the problem. So judgment should be on the base of scriptures, on Prabhupada's instruction. This body, as you said, this body is giving me privilege to revive dormant love for Krishna. So if that is the standard of measurement, then I must take care of the body as important. Just like we say, you want to fly to Delhi to go to Vrindavan. But while you are flying, it is also important to look at the route you are taking and make sure the landmark is actually you are going to Delhi. Oh, but the goal is Vrindavan. No, goal is Vrindavan, also the road is as important as goal. Because if I don't have a landmark, I'm going to, instead of Vrindavan, going to Chile. Or I'm not going to go to Vrindavan. So, taking care of body and taking care of mind, devotional practice is as important as goal of life. Goal of life is ultimate, but immediate, where I am today, what I'm aware, my mind is aware of, is my mind thinking, of Krishna? Like this. As a very nice scientifically Prabhupada says, that you all must be thinking of Krishna, right? And then he looked at around, nobody's agreeing. And then he said, but you're thinking your guru, who is thinking of Krishna? I like the way Prabhupada put it. It's not that we think of Prabhupada. We think of Prabhupada who is full Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada wanted us to think that way. Prabhupada did not say, just think of me. Disciple cannot stop thinking of Prabhupada, that's true. But Prabhupada didn't say that. Prabhupada said, you're thinking of your guru who is thinking of Krishna, who is full Krishna consciousness. When you think of Prabhupada, Prabhupada means full Krishna consciousness. He's always endeavoring how to please Mahaprabhu, always thinking how to increase the devotion in the heart of conditioned soul, how to bring the conditioned soul. So that Prabhupada, full Krishna consciousness. So in that regard, yes, our body is as important as goal of life. Because without body, I don't have access. Yes, please. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your class can be summarized by Prabhupada Maharaj's verse about Kumara, Che, Padme, Brahman, Bhagavatani, Manishan, Tiruvan, Jumma, Therapy, Arjuna, Artadana. The body may be temporary and very difficult to achieve, and may be temporary, but it gives value after that.
It's very true. Temporary is good because temporary, when you think death can come any moment, it makes us speed up. Otherwise, difficult. Is that okay? Yes, Trivikram Prabhu.
So earlier, you touched upon Varnashram. Where it's stated that it's like the most unique system to elevate to God consciousness. Last night I was looking at some documentary about the Dalits in India. The Dalits, and they cannot accept their position. They have a lot of animosity towards the other classes, like, you know, Brahmanas and whatever, Kshatriyas and so forth. And so they're so bitter about it that they would even convert to Muslim, because then they would not be branded as Dalits. Or, can you say something on that?
What you are saying is true in practical sense. That's happened. Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually talked about it. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the Brahmanas are responsible for this Natcha Javana culture to take over. But purpose of Varnashram Dharma is not what they did or what is going on till today. Purpose of Varnashram Dharma to give a chance each individual Kali Yuga Jiva with their inborn nature to be engaged. When I have I'm being honest to you, I have a tendency of making money. I don't have that anymore much. It's fading away. I had a strong desire to make money. And Krishna gave privilege. Now if Varnashram system see that my nature is like this and facilitate to make the money in that way, not like engaging in a Brahmana job that only do puja and no money and I'll be thinking how to make money. That's not Varnashram. Varnashram means engage according to, there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, not chaturvidha chaturvarna maya system. There is a svabhava jena kuntaya nibaddha shaina karmana kartum nacchasi janmaha karishyasi avaso apipat. In 18th chapter Krishna gave a very nice that what is inborn with you, Arjuna, you are going to fight. Whether you fight for me or you fight for my illusory energy. You cannot change fighting. You will fight because you are born with that nature. So whatever the nature we are born with, if we can get engagement, then we can focus on chanting and serving the Lord. That was the purpose of Varnasrama. Varnasrama is not our goal. But Varnasrama is the halfway. Varnasrama says, okay, this is what nature you have. You please engage this. You feel happy. Wow. This is what I want to do. They gave me engagement. Hari Bol. Now you can chant, your mind is peaceful, you can go with your life. That was the purpose of Varnasrama. But those who are exploiter, they exploited the Varnasrama system to make their selfish interest prominent. Yes, Prabhu.
Just to play the devil's advocate, why do you need Varnasrama Dharma? You just act, if you're a Kshatriya, you're still a bitch. Who needs Varnasrama Dharma?
Say it again.
Why do you need this thing, whatever Varnasrama Dharma is? Why do you need it? If I'm a Kshatriya, let me just fix something with my hands. I don't need some system.
Well, let's apply in my own case. I wanted to make money, I was attracted to jewelry. Now there is already shopping plaza set up. If I open there, that system is already there, it draws customer to come and I be there, then it become easy. I may have an attraction for it, but facility is not there, system is not there, it's very difficult. I will get frustrated, I'll think maybe it doesn't work, I'm still hungry for money and it doesn't work, and frustration. Varnasrama system is a system that actually accommodates everybody's inherent conditional nature, not inherent soul nature, conditional nature, that they automatically fits in with their nature and they feel happy. Just like a people wanted to worship demigod. Somebody, literally, other than one Indian professor said, I love Ganesh. It's something wrong, Govind. I said, no, nothing wrong. It's fine. But if you know who Ganesh is, that will help you better. You will be in love. You love sun god? His wife said, yes, I love sun god every day. I said, good. But you think sun god is the eye of Krishna. Then your paying obeisances to sun god is success. We are not condemning anything. Varnasrama actually engaged this. Jara Bharat, the king Bharat, he engaged all these demigod worshippers, everybody in this Varnasrama system. Varnasrama system is perfect. Varnasrama system is not goal of our life. Varnasrama system is a facility that accommodates our nature, conditional nature. Then Prabhupada writes, and when this fits our needs and supply, then we can chant, sit down and do kirtan free. We can do devotional service very easily. Yes, Prabhu, Sthitadi Prabhu.
Yeah, it's such a big, issue, right? It's like, it's huge. But one thing about Varnasrama is I think there's also Prabhupada statements and Shastric statements, how these things are eternal, they're always there. Even in Western society, we see, intellectual class, we see administrative class, we see business class, we see a working class. So these psychologies, these proclivities are always there.
Mm-hmm.
So in one sense, because this is a huge conversation, it's sort of a way for the Brahminical class to conceptualize how to take these energies and proactively engage them towards, ultimately Krishna Bhakti, towards self-realization. It's how to proactively engage the energies that are latent to human culture and human society that are always there, because the three modes are always there. So how do these, and the human form facilitates the expression of all the modes. It's not locked into a narrow window like in a sort of animal species. I can only be an elephant. But in human, you could be from anything from animal to angelic. So how do you engage all these different expressions of the, conditioning? in a way that the society works in a very progressive, cooperative way, you know, towards self-realization.
No, that's good. Yeah. In the beginning you mentioned a very interesting point that Varnasrama is also eternal, and it's fact. But in the beauty of these topics, that Varnasrama is eternal, but we talk about Varnasrama's media here in the conditional life. Varnasrama is eternal. In Vaikuntha, there is eternally some guru lives there with his disciple and follow the Varnasrama. In Vaikuntha, this is there. But in Golok Vrindavan, I know I'm over the time, but give me 1 minute. Whoever has to go, you can go. I want to tell you just 1 minute, one little small pastime of Vrindavan. That in Vrindavan, this Varnasrama is, Daiva Varnasrama is 100% presence. It's the perfect Varnasrama. But there, Krishna is taking advantage of Varnasrama. The Brahmana is taking advantage of Varnasrama. For an example, that after this beautiful Govardhan Leela is over, then Upananda Maharaj, the elder brother of Nanda Maharaj, they are five brothers, he called this meeting. And just at that time in the morning, the Brahmanas are thinking about it. What Upananda exclaimed, that maybe Nanda Maharaj should not treat his son as a son. He should treat him as a god. That was the topics. So somehow there, he could not go too far with it. Nanda Maharaj was making a joke about it. Because Nanda Maharaj says, you know, I heard when people get old, they have a Alzheimer's and some kind of not fully aware, so my brother, don't feel bad. I think you are going a little too far about Krishna stating as a Supreme God. Which scripture you show me that Supreme God cry for food? Which scriptures? Which scripture says that when at night, thunder, stormy night, Krishna gets up from his room and comes and knocks the door of Nanda Maharaj? Baba, I'm afraid. You think God will do that? Which scripture says that God lies? So I understand your point that in Govardhan Leela we saw Krishna lifted up, but this is Narayan did it. You know, he used his body, something like that is explained. So the Brahmana at that time, they came, they are the head of the society. How, you see how in Varnasrama is intermingled in spiritual life, in Vrindavan. This is day to day, every day this happens. The Brahmanas are saying, but let me tell you what happened. This morning, we were reciting, because after this shocking Indra's thunderstorm and Krishna's lifting Govardhan, we were overwhelmed, so we read the Shastra. We want to glorify Narayan for protecting us. And we are glorifying. This story is from Prabhupada's Nectar Devotion book. Then all of a sudden, we came, Narayan is so beautiful, and then we saw your son just walk by, Krishna. So we stopped for a moment and looked at him, because it's like unbelievably attractive that we cannot focus on reading scriptures when your son walked by. And worse than that, that after we looked at your son, we are focusing on the reading that Narayan is beautiful, but his face is popping in our heart and the mind. We cannot put Narayan's position higher than your son. This is the biggest problem. So we are Brahmana supposed to be glorifying God, Narayan, but your son, we know that he is not God, but he is stealing our attention, mind and everything. So we are disturbed. So everybody is giving there. Then Sunanda comes, his younger brother. He said, my dear brother Nanda Maharaj, don't think Krishna is ordinary, but I tell you a fun story what happened yesterday. And then he told to Upananda, please don't consider him a Supreme God. Because something he did, it is not an act of Supreme God. He says, Uncle Sunanda, I was searching you everywhere. Do you know without you I cannot live? And he grabbed him, He said, I feel lonely without you, my dear uncle. We play with you. We love you. I love you. I cannot live without you. You think God will ever tell me this? Therefore, Krishna is not God. Let's have a party that Krishna is not God. So they had a big party that Krishna is not God. This is the slogan, which is opposite. We should not sing that. But that's what they sing. And everybody is happy. They felt so happy. They love Krishna so much, they follow Varnashram. But they don't want to think Krishna is God. But the coward boys, it never ends, but I'll end with this at least. Coward boys thinking, wow, if Krishna is God, guess what? He will give us a spiritual body. You think they have a material body? But they have a spiritual body. But they're thinking, wow, we can tell Krishna, hey, you are God, so give us liberation, come on. You can fulfill my desire. I mean, people go to temple, but now you are God, you found out. What do you think? Can you give us liberation? Can you give us a spiritual body? Come on. So they contemplated. Then Ujjala came. Ujjala is a peon of Masata, very dear to Krishna. He says, you know what? I don't want liberation. Because I really don't care about liberation. Then Madhumanga comes, I don't care about really going to spiritual world. Then Subal said, why? No, because we love Krishna. We just want to be wherever he is. Forget about liberation and getting spiritual body. They are happy whatever body they have. And there's a famous verse. You can speak about this 2-3 hours. How Nanda Maharaj feels about when the visitor comes to liberate them. They think, some sannyasi comes. They think Nanda Maharaj is too attached to his son. They don't know that this is Supreme Absolute Truth. They try to advise him how they should not focus on their son. They should rather focus on God. And Nanda Maharaj's unbelievable expression. Oh, we love our son. He said, then the sannyasi said, but you have to think of God when death comes. He said, when death comes, oh sannyasi, you must be happy that wherever our son is going, we are going there. We don't care about anything else. This is Vrindavan. They don't care about liberation, spiritual body. They care only for Krishna. And this is what Prabhupada wants us to have this. Akshayananda Maharaj asked Prabhupada in Bombay, why did you give Krishna consciousness, not God consciousness? And he quoted that verse, Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita amati kriyatam jadi katopi labhate. He says, because our goal is Vrindavan Krishna, we want to be like Brajavasis, Prabhupada said. We want to be family member of Brajavasis. That's why I put Krishna consciousness, not God consciousness. Perfect answer. Gokulanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.